Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz every Thursday at 4 o'clock. We are joined by the great Mike Mayock. You can hear him on the Believe in Eagles podcast with Lee Mayock. Mayock, thanks for joining us, man.
I appreciate it. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
What's
man.
Up, Mike?
Doing pretty good. So Eagles 2-0. We will get to the Rams game second, if you're okay with that. I want to talk about the Chiefs game first. So Big win in Kansas City. What we have been talking about, aside from the big win most of the week, is the offense. I think the passing game headlines it, but I also think the rushing game has not been at least what we have been used to with Saquon here. So from an offensive perspective, what did you see on Sunday?
Yeah, and you know, I was driving around yesterday. I caught you guys for about 20 minutes. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little frustrated by some negativity, especially towards the quarterback.
And all right.
Spike, I think you're really good at callers, at making them, you know, calling them out to make sure that they answer your questions, and you're very good with that. And I kind of feel the same way, like, okay, so my biggest problem with their offense the other day was that Spagnuolo ran 7-0 blitzes at him, which is crazy.
Yep.
And people that don't know what a zero blitz is, it means they're bringing one more defender on a blitz than you can block. So by definition, there's going to be a free runner, and your wideouts ought to win. Okay? You're 1-on-1 with no help. So they did it 7 times, and the first 6 times were 3 incompletions and then 3 completions totaling 18 yards. Which is really not, it's bad. Okay? If they're going to zero blitz you got to make them pay. As a former defensive back, I hated zero blitz. Okay? You got to make them pay offensively if teams are going to zero blitz you. And the Eagles didn't do it until play number 7, which was the big throw down the field to Devontae Smith to the 4-yard line that ultimately set up the winning touchdown, right? Mm-hmm. But the production was awful, and I get frustrated about that, but I also know it's going to get better. And I also, when you watch the tape, like to give you like the Jalen Hurts stuff, I get frustrated because you watch the tape and, you know, I don't think you saw what happened with the Eagles pass protection on those 7-0 blitzes. I didn't know it until I saw it. And like on one play, Saquon Barkley missed 2 guys in the A-gap. I mean, he in the center. I mean, 2 guys in the A-gap came through untouched in addition to the free runner outside, okay? On another pass protection, one of the tackles stepped out and blocked the defensive end instead of the safety to his inside gap. And my point is, I don't want to get overly technical, but there are so many things going on, right? To be sitting there and calling out Jalen Hurts when all he's done is take you to 2 Super Bowls in the last 3 years win the first two games of your season. You know, Dallas and at Kansas City, has it been pretty? No. And I know you're frustrated by it because it doesn't look right, and you want us, you want the Eagles to get better as the season goes on. But all I'm trying to say is, man, I know how hard it is to win in this league. Ike knows how hard it is to win in this freaking league, man. And it might be ugly, but they're 2-0, and give them a chance to work into their new offensive coordinator. The differences in their offensive line. Get comfortable with what they can do. And ultimately, if somebody wants to set run 7-0s at you, you got to be run. I mean, you got two of the best wideouts in the league, and you got to use them to take advantage and win. But you also have to pass protect properly also. So I'm just kind of using that as an example of, I feel like you guys are all over Jalen, and the kid is, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I mean, I don't get the criticism, to be honest.
Okay, so all fair points. Let me push back here. So you're right. For every single play, I did not go back and watch the way that you did on every single play. However, and Jalen Hurts did win the Super Bowl, and there are plenty of great things about Jalen Hurts. However, I will present this to you. Every year since 2022, they have passed for fewer yards than they have the year before. The last 3 years, they have had three separate offensive coordinators. Their pass game in 2023 was littered with turnovers. And one of the criticisms was that the pass game and the offense was too simple, and was the other teams were figuring it out, and that's why it wasn't working. In 2024, there were specific articles, especially after the bye week, that they simplified the offense and they just concentrated on the players that they had. But once again, the pass game took a step back. He didn't turn the ball over, but they were 29th in the league in passing. This year, again, just trend-wise, another new offensive coordinator. Again, the criticism is that A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, once again, not involved in the offense, with a different offensive coordinator, with, again, similar criticisms. So what that says to me is there are two constants over those 3 years, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni. So if it is an issue that the pass game is getting worse, and you're right, they have a ton of talent, but part of that talent is supposed to be the guy who is under center, who is being paid $55 million a year. So we have A.J. Brown, who's super talented, Devontae Smith, who is super talented, Dallas Goedert was not there on Sunday, super talented, Saquon Barkley, offensive line, all of those things. Are they all going to be perfect every time? Absolutely not. Are there going to be stinkers in there? Absolutely. Did they win the Super Bowl? Yes. But when we're trying to diagnose what is going on here, and when we have the only quarterback in the NFL who hasn't thrown a touchdown pass, the only one, what's his name? The backup that they just drafted in Cleveland. Dylan Gabriel has a touchdown pass. All those things, if you look at it and you say, we have the most talented offense in all of football, and we can't figure out a way to have a dynamic passing game. Now, people will point to the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, which were great, absolutely big games. But if there isn't a way to replicate that regularly, I think you have to look and say, why is that? So that is the perspective that I'm coming from. It is more big picture than it is about Sunday's game.
And I look at it, I think you provided a couple of the answers to the audience, but you took the negative side of it. I look at it like, hey, three coordinators in 3 years, it takes a while to get through your process and your identity. Like last year, they were 2-2 when they went to their bye week, and I didn't know who they were offensively. And to be really honest with you, I don't know who they are this year. Okay, the common denominator there is new coordinators each year. All right, and you're right. He had too many turnovers in 23, and I think that's why he was risk-averse last year. And I told you guys several times, I watched enough tape to see where I just wanted him to rip it and give 6 and 11 chances to make plays. Okay? I told you that last year. And then when they got in the playoffs in the Super Bowl, he did that. Ball came out early. He gave them chances to make plays, and they did. Now, you saddle him with the third offensive coordinator in 3 years, and if you go back to college, he's got about 7 and 8 years. I mean, every year this kid has got to learn a new offense with different nuances.
But it's not a new offense. I mean, here is what I see. Hold on, Mike. It is three offensive coordinators in 3 years, for sure. But you can look around the league. Baker Mayfield's had three offensive coordinators in 3 years. Daniel Jones is with a different offensive coordinator, a different head coach, and a completely different team, and is functional. The Philadelphia Eagles are returning 9 of 11 starters on offense, I believe, including all the skill players, and their offensive coordinator has been the pass game coordinator for the Eagles for 3 years. So, yes, it's new, but it's not that new.
But I guess my point, the bigger picture, okay, you want to talk bigger picture, is that you want to point at the $55 million guy when there's an awful lot of moving parts to this right now. One of them is the coordinator who's going to put his own patent on this offense. Is it Nick's ultimately? Sure. But each guy's a little different, okay? There's different nuances to what they're trying to work through. So at the end of the day, you got to look at it and say, okay, it's a different OC. Okay, we got to work through that process. Number two, how's the offensive line playing? I'm a Stoutland guy, always have been, love Stout, but I thought they played below average last week. I think the left guard is hurt and not playing up to his capabilities. I think they're having some issues up front with communication. And at the end of the day, we lump it all into the Jalen puddle. It's all Jalen's fault.
I don't think that's what everybody is saying. Now, maybe that's what you heard in the 20 minutes. We've heard on the radio stations, there's been plenty of Kevin Petullo. We had several callers talking about Nick Sirianni as well. I think, you know, when you said, and this is why he gets a lot of the blame, right? You said to me, all the kid's done is take the team to two Super Bowls and win one. Well, okay, so all that one player has done, you're giving him credit for going to two Super Bowls and winning one, yet everybody else is the problem when it goes wrong. You know, he's the quarterback, so if he's going to get all the credit and he's going to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's going to be the Super Bowl MVP, and he's going to be the face of the team, and we're going to give him credit when things go well and when they win games, which, by the way, we had the best player in the league in Saquon Barkley last year. We had the number one team in the defense in the league last year. And what you just said to me was, Jalen Hurts took them to win a Super Bowl. So what I'm going to tell you is, just one more second. What I'm going to tell you is, if you're going to tell me that Jalen Hurts took them to win a Super Bowl last year, I'm going to tell you that Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of this offense that has not looked good this year.
He's the leader of that team. And generically, we all talk about quarterbacks, whether they take their teams to the playoffs. I didn't mean it specifically. Okay, at the end of the day, we all know that the Eagles are set up a little bit differently than most teams. And what does that mean? You've already told me about all the talent, okay? So the kid has to step up when he needs to, and in the biggest moments he has.
Yeah.
Well,
So what I'm really saying at the end of the day is give the guy an opportunity to work through what they're working through, because it's O-line. It's let me tell you, here's one thing, okay? Spike, the first play of the game, and I don't know if you guys saw it or
we did.
Yep, I know
we did.
Yep, we seen it.
It was dialed up for a shot to A.J. Brown, right?
Yep.
And A.J. Brown was open.
Yep.
And they max protected, play action, and Kansas City ran a corner blitz, and both tight ends missed the block. Both of them on one corner. 81 was late getting out of his block, and 80, whatever it is, 83, couldn't get there in time coming across. So the tight ends went 0 for 2 when that should have been a 70-yard touchdown. How different would the conversation be if play number one had been blocked correctly and they go 70 to AJ to kick that game off?
Yeah, but how different would the conversation be with that pass that you're talking about to Devontae Smith that by the way, was an outrageous play by Devontae Smith? Like, how different are we talking about the game if Devontae Smith doesn't go back and get that pass? We can do all day, you know, this play happened, this play didn't happen, whose fault was this, whose fault was that? But I think big picture, like you said, the praise and the criticism is always going to come back on the head coach and the quarterback.
Go ahead, Ike.
I was going to jump in here for a second, Mike, because here's the thing I'm looking for. I'm looking for, I guess, reason to continue to believe that it's going to get better. Let me ask you this, Mike, in watching it. Do you think they're close to the passing game sort of being more effective? And do you believe they need to be better in the passing game? I know they're 2-0 right now, and they've done what they needed to do to win games. And winning games early in the season when people are still trying to get their footing is most important. But when you get to the middle of the season in November and December, I feel like you need to be at your best. So one of the things I'm wondering is, can we win like this, throwing 100, 125 yards a game? Or do you believe there's plays there that they're one or two blocks or what have you away from connecting on those things? Do you feel like they will get better in this area?
What I think my point is, and maybe I haven't made it well,
uh-huh,
is that I think they've earned the right to work their way into this thing. And like last year when they were 2-2, they ended up winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This year they're 2-0. And am I happy with the pass game? No. I think you probably could tell by the way I just talked about zero coverage.
Right.
I think you got to have a dagger and go attack the defense with two of the best wideouts in football. Okay?
Yeah.
However, I believe that they're going to figure that out and a way to pass protect it, to give them time to do that.
Okay.
And all the other things that go into that. Do I think it's going to take some time, Mike? I do. Okay? Do I love the pass game today? No. But it's hand-in-hand with a run game.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are frustrated with the run game. And, you know, he went 22 for 88, I think, 4 yards. You know, he isn't running any differently than he did last year. Okay? And at the end of the day, again, I think game plan and who you're playing, as they go forward, they have to get better. If they don't get better, it's not playoffs and it's not Super Bowl. Like, I'm not trying to sugarcoat it
right
at all.
Mm-hmm.
My whole thing is give them time to figure it out and get there, because the execution is not good today offensively.
No, listen, that's why we love having you. That's why we love having you. We know you're going to go comb through the tape. You're going to see things that we don't see, and be able to provide that information. So I'm good with that. I think when this thing with the radio, right? We discuss this every day, and I think and I'm not faulting you or what have you, because when you catch the show, whenever you catch it, you're catching the conversation wherever
right
it's at.
Right.
And so I totally understand that. I think the large portion of the week has been trying to figure out why it's this way. Will it get better? Who's at fault for why it's this way? The OC, is it the quarterback? And it's when we do this every day, it becomes a little repetitive, I believe, for a lot of people. But I don't know. I don't, you know, Spike is a little more critical, and I understand where he's coming from. But I think the large majority of people just feel like it needs to get better. They're happy that the team is 2-0, but they feel like, man, can we win like this if we play like this all year long? You know what I'm saying? Like, you almost had that feeling of we're not dominating a team, we're getting by.
Right. And everything you said, I agree with. What I'm trying to say is really just having been with the Raiders gave me a different perspective than just a quote media guy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I played in the NFL. I wasn't
but
I was a player too.
Yep.
So it made me realize how hard it is to win in this friggin' league. Okay. And that it is a process. And that if you don't come out week one and two killing it, like the Eagles a year ago, going into bye week, you know, people are going to lose their jobs and players aren't going to get extended. Bad things happen as a consequence. All I'm saying is I trust that they're going to get it right over time.
Yeah.
Will it be quick? I don't think so. I think there's a lot of work to do, especially in the pass game. But I think they got to trust those two wideouts. And they got to throw the ball to them even when they look like they're covered, especially when it's press coverage and you get a defensive back's back turn to the line of scrimmage.
Okay,
and that's what they did on that last one. So, you know, to a degree, Spike, I'm agreeing with you. It has to get better. It has to get better, or it's not going to be good. But all I'm saying is, man, if these guys haven't earned your trust and confidence, who the hell ever will?
Well, that's the thing with Spike, Mike. No, listen, are you kidding me? Earning his trust and confidence, that's probably one of the hardest things to do around here.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody.
But Joel Embiid's going to be great this year.
No,
a 6 second. What?
Stop that. I think overall is if it hadn't been things, the thing that you just said, right, is the, and Ike's right. And by the way, it's not just the Eagles, it's every team. It's how I am. But the thing that you just said, that I think that yes, they have earned as an organization the trust that they'll get it right, for sure, in one way or another.
Yes.
Sure. But the other thing that comes into my mind is when you said, okay, they have to throw it to those guys whether they're open or not, or you know what. But if I hadn't heard that same exact thing for 17 games last year, you know, with a few exceptions, I think I would be more willing to think this is going to work its way out. But truthfully, it was most of the year last year until those final two games. So I think the bigger concern is if these were things we hadn't seen before, that's a different problem. We didn't expect, but they are similar issues. He was hesitant to pull the trigger on those plays last year too. So that's where the concern is.
Let's turn the page real fast to the Rams. Last thing I have to say is basically 2-2, they go into a bye week and they come out. What's their identity starting week five offensively?
Run the ball.
Run the damn ball. That's who they're going to be. And you know what? That made a huge difference in the rest of that season. Everything came off the run. And because of that, and because the kid had thrown interceptions the year before, he was ultra conservative, and that's okay. It won you a Super Bowl, okay? And did he start to rip the ball at the end of the year when teams got better in the playoffs and they're trying to shut Saquon down? Hell yeah, they did. And what I'm hoping and believing is that they're going to work towards that again. And all I know is that Sean McVay reminds me a lot of John Gruden, and he's going to sit up all night, every night this week. I don't know if he'll sleep, and he's going to scheme how to get Puka or Devontae on number 8. And that's what he's going to spend all week doing. And that's what he's unbelievable at. He really is.
What do you think's going to happen on Sunday?
You know what? I this is one I can't talk much about because I haven't seen their tape. I saw some of, you know, I know him from last year with a lot of tape, and I know Sean personally, and you know, I know how his mind works. He comes from the Gruden school and how they think. He's going to bring an offensive challenge to the Eagles, okay? And Matthew Stafford is a completely different quarterback when you can smack him a couple times early in the game. When he's back there with impunity, it's like Jared Goff the other night. You know, he's just going to rip it all over the place. And then as far as defensively, their front is really good. It's one of the youngest, best front groups in the league. Back end is a little bit questionable, especially with Witherspoon going down. So again, I think it gives the Eagles an opportunity, if they want, to try and get after the pass game early and try and get, push the ball down the field, try and get some completions, try and get people to back out of the box a little bit, get a lead, and then run Saquon. For me, I would love to see that.
All right, Mike. Well, I appreciate the back and forth. Always, always informed, always great. We will look forward to talking to you next week, Mike.
Hope you guys have a great week.
All right, you too, Mike. I love Mayock.
Oh, yeah.
I love Mayock. I love Mayock. Let me go back and forth with him. You know, guy was a general manager of a football team. Let me go back. I love Mayock. A plus. I love Mayock.
We got through it.
I love that. Yeah. What?
Nothing. That was
good.
No, listen, I'm trying to keep the peace, man.
That's what we do.
I don't have Mayock's info. Tell him I love him.
Yeah,
tell
Mayock. I'm trying to keep the peace.
All right, all right.
Trying to keep the peace.
The quarterback's an all right player.
I want to make sure we keep Mike.
Yes, I thought that was a reasonable back
fine.
And forth.
You were okay. Fine. Yeah, you were fine. No, okay. Everybody was respectful. You respectfully disagree. Yes, nothing wrong with that.
I can't. He can't. Yeah, he's coming at my throat. You know, I can't. I can't just sit there and take it. So Jason Kelce is on every week with the WIP Morning Show. He said a few interesting things this morning about the media, about the offense, about the tush push. We will get to that next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.